Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Today, a holiday tradition that happens downtown Milwaukee each year is back. No, it's not Snoopy skating around, but it's Red Arrow Park. Slice of Ice opens today, and there are free skate rentals tonight from 4 till 6 p.m. to celebrate the grand opening of the season.
Get your skate on.
And you're going to want to go to skating today because it's perfect weather. Now over the weekend, not so much.
Isn't there rain coming?
Rain, mid-40s. It's not going to be good for the Slice of Ice, but get down there tonight. Enjoy it. 4 to 6 free skate rentals.
And is it because we all grew up watching Charlie Brown and there is that ice skating scene
yes.
that makes you feel so nostalgic when you see an ice skating
it
rink?
It totally does, right?
Downtown in winter. It's just something really romantic and nostalgic about it.
Yeah, this song
be a good date
in.
Place.
Oh, yeah. First date place. Hi there.
Turn around, skate down on one knee and be like, what's up?
You know how to skate? Yeah, I do. Can you hold my hand? Sure, I'll hold your hand. Hey, speaking of dating, here's what else you need to know on the go. Do you think love is blind? Well, you may not be sure even after 7 seasons of the Netflix show, but one thing is known. The contestants may be unionized. The National Labor Relations Board says contestants are employees and accused the Nick and Vanessa Lachey hosted Netflix show to be in violation.
They should be employees. Do you know how much money these reality shows make?
Oh, they just rake it in. And
how much the hosts make.
And you've got producers sitting there.
The networks make, the producers, the directors, but yet right. These are just people that are on a reality show. They should be getting paid. They are doing work that you're profiting off
and of. And how much, quote unquote, reality is going on? Because there's a lot of times you hear these people come off of shows like Love is Blind and say, the producers wanted us to do this. The producers wanted us to do that. So you're taking direction. That makes you an employee, does it not?
It sure does.
Telling you what to do there?
This may change the whole landscape of reality TV.
Yeah, not just Love is Blind, but all reality TV. You got to think about that.
I remember watching American Idol in its prime and thinking to myself, how much is Simon Cowell making? How much is Ryan Seacrest making? Paula Abdul, how much are they making?
And
these contestants, they're just hoping to get a record deal.
A record deal that a lot of them said benefited the record company and not them so much. I mean, yeah, it did launch the career of Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood
and a couple
others, but...
And these contracts that they make them sign, I'll never forget a lawyer telling me back in the day, because we have radio contracts, and so you always want to have a lawyer involved in the process. The lawyer told me it is illegal to break a contract, but is not illegal to write a bad contract.
Yeah, that's true.
And some of these contestants sign off and they just think, oh, okay, cool, I'm going to be on this reality show.
I'm going to be famous.
Because everyone just wants to be on TV.
Yeah, they do.
And they have that, 15 minutes of fame and hopefully more. I am glad that they're looking into this because I side with what they're saying.
I do too, but I just hope it doesn't deter people because these shows, especially when the drama comes out,
I know,
it's really a lot I like to watch. Come on now.
We still want to see that drama on Love is Blind.